Hi, my name is Christine, and I'm from the Technical University of Denmark, Department of Wind and Energy Systems. My work is about obtaining the J integral and momixity of the climbing drum peel test by finite element modeling. So why use the climbing drum peel test for fracture toughness measurements? Well, it's a simple test to run and to mount in the test machine. You don't need to measure the crack length, and it is more prone to have a straight crack front than the DTB test, for example. And therefore, it has been suggested as an alternative to the DTB test for obtaining the mode one fracture toughness in literature. So why not just replace the DTB test? Well, here, one adherent has to be quite thin due to the geometry of the test, but also it is actually not a mode one test. And this is what our study is looking into. So we have shown this using finite element modeling. So this is just a teaser for the model where we're applying a displacement to the left-hand side here, simulating the experiment and keeping this test specimen fixed up here in the right-hand side. And when you apply the displacement, you can see that the drum, this one, is rolling up the specimen and peeling off this strip. So if we zoom in, we can see it looks like this. We have this peel strip is rolled up the drum, and then the crack is loaded here. So if we look at the crack tip here, the finite element, and using the J integral, we can get the fracture toughness and also the mode mixity as a function of the applied force. So if you want to know more also why this is important, then you can come and see my poster. Thank you.